With brisker strokes, Aiden and Dobro pulled for Scoggin Mound. The civilizer's shouts grew even more desperate. "Help me!" he wailed. "Help!" It was a prayer of desperation, and Aiden somehow knew he was the answer to the civilizer's prayer. The flatboat had scarcely grounded itself before Aiden and Dobro leapt nimbly onto the white sand of the landing at Scoggin Mound. Aiden and Dobro hadn't spoken a word to one another since they first heard the shouts of the Wee Feechies, and they didn't speak now as they pounded down the trail toward the ruckus. When Aiden and Dobro crashed through the palmetto and into the clearing, there was already so much commotion that nobody noticed them. It took Aiden a few moments to understand what was going on. A tight knot of Wee Feechies was gathered beneath a moss-hung oak tree, arranged in a half-circle with their backs to Aiden and Dobro. Though they could hear the civilizer well enough, all Aiden and Dobro could see of him was his boots and black leggings, dangling above the Wee Feechies' heads and suspended upside down by a vine rope looped over a branch. A cluster of Wee Feechies at the other end of the vine rope raised or lowered their captor by pulling or giving slack. The screaming of the civilizer was more or less constant, but it grew louder when his tormentors lowered him and less urgent as they raised him. Aiden understood why when he took a step closer. The Wee Feechies were gathered around an alligator they had rustled from the swamp, a hungry one by the look of things. It lunged and snapped at the civilizer every time the Wee Feechies lowered him, and though the alligator hadn't caught its dinner yet, it wasn't missing by much. When Dobro understood what the Wee Feechies were up to, he was impressed with their ingenuity. "Heh, heh," he chuckled. "Them some clever rascals." But when he noticed the grim look on Aiden's face, he quickly changed his tune. "Hey, you bunch of scapers," he yelled at the Wee Feechies. "You barba stinkers, you criminals, you rowdies, leave that civilizer alone." "Oi!" shouted one of the Wee Feechies. "It's Panther Bane and Dobro!" The youngsters scattered, howling with frustration and disappointment. "I don't ever get any fun," one of them complained. "What I'm supposed to feed my alligator now?" asked another, to nobody in particular. The Wee Feechies who held the rope scattered too, and when they did, their civilizer thudded to the ground, almost on top of the alligator. Though bound hand and foot, the poor civilizer managed to roll away from the alligator's first lunge. Before it could make a second, Aiden ran up its back and held its jaw shut. Dobro, meanwhile, was cutting through the vines that tied the civilizer's feet and hands. While he was getting the powerful reptile under control, Aiden could hear Dobro talking to the civilizer. "You know how youngins is," Dobro was saying. "Always wanting to frolic, always getting into some mischief or other." From the way the civilizer's back was heaving, it appeared he was still gasping for air. In any case, he wasn't answering Dobro. But Dobro didn't seem to notice. "If my remembrance don't mistake me," he continued, "a passel of Wee Feechies said old Aunt Siku on Aiden here the first time he got to Scoggin Mound. She about skewered him on the spot." The civilizer looked over his shoulder at the young man astride the alligator. "Aiden?" the civilizer asked. He nodded in Aiden's direction. "His name's Aiden?" Aiden was concentrating on the task at hand, but when he heard his name spoken, he looked into the civilizer's face for the first time. His mouth dropped open in astonishment. "Percy!" he shouted, at last recognizing his brother.